10, 28, 96 47. Let me tell you how it will be. Equestrian chaos brought by me. 'Cause I am Discord. Yeah, I'm Discord. Should harmony fail for you all, be thankful I don't take it all. 'Cause I am Discord. Yeah, I'm Discord. Impulsively,
if you laugh, get mad now.
Defensively,
if you're generous,
now be greedy.
Be kind, be mean,
at everyone. Discord. Discord.
Yeah, I'm Discord.
Just play my game, you silly fowl.
Twilight Sparkle.
If you don't want your land to fall.
Rainbow Dash.
'Cause I'm Discord.
Yeah, I'm Discord.
A big surprise.
Discord.
Nothing will make sense to your eyes.
Discord.
'Cause I am Discord. Yeah, I'm Discord. And your elements are no longer
Discord.
That was okay. What was
Dragonite?
Dragonite. It was Dragonite. I mean, okay. All I'm gonna say: Pulp Fiction, Uma Dance. That's what I felt like doing while I was listening to this. You know, like a little Batusi, a little, you know, like, you know, sort of bored look on your face while you're sort of shrugging your shoulders back and forth. This was so trippy. I really kind of okay. First of all, I guess I'll get the format thing out of the way. When you send a song, don't send a song with other people doing vocals. I'm gonna like personally let that go on this because I guess it wouldn't be all that different from having a backtrack with some, you know, pre-made vocals onto it. But your friend who did the song with you had a lot of those harmony things in the background, and you know, fortunately, I knew that, you know, because you had sent the YouTube version of it first. But I, as far as your voice. Just something about your voice is really compelling. The song was fun and then got boring about two-thirds of the way through, but I really just like listening to that sort of deep Jim Morrison kind of voice, you know. I could totally see him singing Doors. Oh my god. So I actually I dug your voice, man.
Oh, Reed was having flashbacks.
Right? Okay.
Yes, okay.
Oh, I'm not ready for this yet. So I'm not gonna lie, like one of the first things I felt when I was listening to this, like, because I recently saw Yellow Submarine when I was in theaters.
She was doing the Batusi.
No, like it was the Yellow Submarine all over for me again. So I'm like, whoa, dude, colors and stuff, and yeah, acid trip without the acid, as everybody says. So I love the fact this is,
we had to do an intervention.
Yeah. So pretty much, this thing is called Discord, and it's a Beatles brony mashup, I guess. I think it's based off the song Taxman. I'm just trying
Melly
to figure this out.
Was the first one to catch the Rainbow Dash.
I was like, did they say Rainbow Dash? What's going on here?
If you saw the video, it would make a little more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm terribly sorry. It was just a unique song. And yeah. And please also attach your auditions and future submissions to emails. That's just a nitpick of mine. So yeah, I wasn't big on the fact that it had back vocals, because sometimes I don't know if you were also in the back vocals or whatnot. But yeah, you do have like a very interesting tone to you. Like you can do like these 60s, I think it's 60s, like spy songs or like spy movie songs with a really
James Bond
low voiced man.
That's right. Oh yeah, when we get to films, you'll have a field day.
Oh yeah, you will. But yeah, it was just a very interesting song choice. Millie, before I keep rambling on, your turn. Have at it.
Man, I remember you from Wonderful World of Disney, and man, you were never this trippy there, man. I'm just really confused by this. Like, it was cool because, like, I mean, your tone sounded really good, but the song was just kind of just like, I don't know, because it was just kind of doing the other than like the harmonies in the background. So I don't know. It was a weird choice to do for an audition.
I have a question.
Yes.
Was this kind of like a mind fuck for you guys?
It was just, I just didn't know what was going on. It was.
I don't know what's funnier. The fact that you said that or the fact that it's kind of true.
But yeah, Dragonite. This is kind of a weird choice for an audition. Reed said earlier on Genesis's submission that it was kind of one level, and I got the same feeling for me from this.
Yeah.
It was just like, I don't know, I would have liked to hear other things that you were doing in there. I'd like to hear you do something more dynamic, but it was still like really interesting. I don't know what to mean. Should we
vote? I'm gonna say yes.
Okay.
So
I'm gonna just because you like probably made my week with this song. It's like when I saw this, I'm like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. I'm gonna stick with the yes.
Okay, it would have been a no for me because I want to hear like more of what like your actual singing, but you're through anyway, so it doesn't matter.
All right,
oh,
so
that was weird.
Okay. What's next? Okay, we need to hold up. We're gonna take like a 20-year break, so we have an intervention and we go to counseling. But for you guys, it's just 2 seconds. Just 2 seconds.
But who's next?
Okay. And while you wait for all this, up next is Lucidity.
Okay.
Familiar faces, worn out places, worn out faces. Bright and early for the daily races, going nowhere, going nowhere. The tears are filling up their glasses, no expression. Hide my head, I wanna drown my sorrows. No tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world. Mad world. Children waiting for the day they feel good. Happy birthday, happy birthday. I feel the way that every child should sit and listen, sit and listen. Went to school and I was very nervous. I find it kind of funny. I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, 'cause I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very mad world. Mad world. Enlarge your world. Mad world.
What was that?
There you go, Zell.
I thought
you're still tripping.
All right. Okay. Yeah, it's 20 years later. We're like older.
You're tripping out.
Oh my. And finalizing the last person for the night is Lucidity with Mad World by Tears for Fears. And I know this song from Donnie Darko. So
Darko.
Woo, movie.
Oh, okay.
Donnie, it's one with the like Darko weird
read.
Because I live in a really cave. What do you want from me? Oh. I have fire.
You have fire. Ooh, okay. And I think it was in Gears of War or something like that. I'm not quite sure. Which is a game. Okay, Lucidity. While I like your voice for this song, I felt the song itself was just very linear. It could have used, and I think it's just the song itself is just very one note. And when you got to that kid part, it was like, mommy, I need an adult, creepy. Not Chucky doll creepy, but it's just like goosebumps. Goosebumps. Yeah, that's all I really have. Millie?
If you take the music out of this, add a really heavy reverb, and just a little tiny bit of panning to make it like uneven, this would be, like, so awesome in a horror movie, especially with that little kid voice that came in. Whew! I really enjoy this. I love this song, and I thought that you sounded great on it, other than, like, the kid voice, which kind of just came out of nowhere. It was, I really, really liked it. Yeah. That's all I got.
It's always nice to have another baritone around. The sort of tone of your voice, I didn't totally feel like you were confident on this song, as I've heard you be confident on other songs. but I was fine with that until we got to the creepy kid voice, and then it all went weird for me.
The kid gets like, nightmares, man.
No, it didn't bother me like that. I just sort of felt like it's really funny that you said he was linear, because I kind of felt like he was afraid he was linear and he was trying really hard not to be, and he was trying to like make this into a show and make like music theater or something like that.
I
just made it weird for me. That's what made it weird. So, but I generally like your voice. So. Okay. Final vote of the night, though.
Yeah, this is really hard for me. Like, I would like to hear a bit more upbeat song, because the song itself is supposed to be the linear, I guess. But his voice fit so good for it. I don't know.
Come on, DeVille. Come on. You can do it.
Yeah. Eat my hands. I'm going.
I'm getting old here.
I don't know. 20 years rehab. I don't know.
Take another hit.
I can't.
Come on, Phil.
Rehab people. I got my tokens. I'm gonna say no, because I just want to hear him with a more upbeat, just to see something with a bit more dynamics.
Well, I am or a levels. Yes for Lucidity.
Ah, I hate you too. I hate you.
I love Lucidity, so.
I want to say yes, except that I didn't really like this song, so I have to say no. But please.
Bobby, you're so close.
I'd like him on the show, so it really sucks to say that, but sorry.
But please re-audition. Please re-audition.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
I know that you even have other songs from the same show that you took this one from that would show them what they want. So just know that. I believe in you, Lucidity.
Get off your high horse, Ellie.
She believes in you. I'm being really
I've heard you do some great stuff, Lucidity, yeah. So I totally think you could. Yeah. But unfortunately, I'm not allowed to judge that on what I've heard before.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, all right. And that just, like, really makes it harder.
So how many people did we put through tonight?
Okay, oh, my, a lot. Okay, yeah. So I'm going to go down the list. All right, so Dylan Collins, Cassidy 92, Theater Bound 31, Genesis? Is
that yeah, you got it!
Mm-hmm.
JC. Valkyrie Celeste, Audrey Go Lightly 13, Rain, Spurbet, Moggy Mog, Genie Girl of 7, Temporary Butterfly, We're All Those Who Made It, and yes. Oh no, and Dragonite, sorry.
Yes.
And then the ones who were not passed were Axelden, Lauren, and Lucidity. But please, we all did y'all.
Yeah, and if you have really any further questions about what you can improve on, also feel free to email us.
Yes, we really want to help you guys. And yeah,
you
we want
you
on the show.
Yes.
I wish we could say yes to everybody. That'd be awesome.
I tried.
I know. Yeah, but then you got to say no to them in the competition anyway at some point. So.
Well,
it's kind of like training. It's like training camp for us.
Yeah.
Saying no.
Right. All right. Well, I guess that's everything.
All right. Cool.
End of episode one.
We still got time.
Yes.
People, send them in. Send them
in. Oh, guys, we have the raffle.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Are we gonna do it now? Or are we gonna do it during the first round, or like when we get everybody in the show?
I think we should do it then. That way, I can actually like have the time to download a program called The Hat, and it's pretty much an electronic hat where you throw in names and it'll pull out a random name for you. It's a really Perfect. Nice program. I recently Perfect. Took it off. So, first episode, last audition episode, you will find out who is lucky. Free immunity person.
Yes.
And if we go at the rate we went this way, we're not gonna go all the way to May 31st.
Yeah, yes. No. If we get even half as many people, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll try to do another audition episode as soon as we can. And goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. And thank you for auditioning, y'all. Yes.
Re-audition for the ones who didn't.
Yes.
Thanks.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.